Okay, so I've been staring at this paper since last night, and I keep coming back to the same thought. This is the problem nobody wants to admit is a problem.
Which part? The skill.md thing specifically, or the broader agent skill mess?
The skill.md thing. Like, every agent framework I've seen ships with some version of a markdown file that describes what a skill does, and then the system just reads it every time, hoping the LLM figures it out. That's not a representation strategy. That's optimism.
Yeah, and the paper frames it pretty cleanly. The issue is that one text blob is doing three totally different jobs at once. It's telling you when to invoke the skill, how it executes step by step, and what it actually touches at runtime. Files, APIs, permissions, all collapsed into the same surface. So any downstream component that needs just one of those signals has to reparse everything to get it.
Right, and that gets expensive and fragile fast once you have a registry of any real size. They mentioned 6,000 skills in their corpus. At that scale, re-inferring structure from raw text on every lookup is just not viable.
So what they built is SSL. Scheduling Structural Logical, which is a typed three-layer JSON graph. And the fun thing is the theoretical grounding, the reaching back to Shank and Abelson, which is like 1970s AI script theory conceptual dependency. Stuff that kind of got buried when neural methods took over.
I did not expect the 2026 agent paper to cite work from 1977. That was a surprise.
Honestly, it makes sense, though. Script theory is literally about representing stereotyped multi-step activities as ordered scenes with expected transitions, which is exactly what an agent skill is. You go to a restaurant, there's a seating scene, an ordering scene, a payment scene. Same idea. You invoke a data fetch skill, there's an auth scene, a request scene, a parsing scene. The structural layer in SSL maps directly onto that. And then conceptual dependency. That's the...
And the scheduling layer is the invocation level stuff. Like, what goal triggers this skill? What context it expects going in?
Exactly. Memory organization packets from Shank. Goal-oriented organizers for retrieving relevant experience. In SSL terms, that's your interface signals. When does this skill get called? What does it expect? What does it return? That's the layer that actually helps with discovery, because most retrieval systems right now are just embedding the description text and doing cosine similarity. SSL gives you structured interface level features to match against.
And the numbers bear that out. MRR for skill discovery goes from 0.573 with text only to 0.707 with the SSL derived view. That's not a tiny bump. That's like meaningfully better retrieval.
Yeah, and the risk assessment result is interesting in a different way. Macro F1 goes from 0.744 to 0.787. Smaller gain, but the task is harder. You're trying to flag things like data exfiltration risk or privilege escalation from a third-party skill. And the logical layer is what exposes that. Because the raw text might say accesses user data in a way that sounds benign, but the normalized action graph shows a file read on a credential path followed by an outbound network.
That's the one that matters most to me from a product angle, honestly. If you're running an agent platform and letting people install third-party skills, that's your supply chain risk right there. And right now, most platforms are doing, what, reading the README and hoping?
Pretty much. Or running the skill in a sandbox and watching what happens, which is expensive and still doesn't give you a reusable representation you can reason over before execution. SSL is pre-execution. You normalize the skill doc once, you get a graph you can inspect, query, or run rules against. The paper is careful to say it's a step toward inspectable skills, not a finished standard, which I think is the right call.
What's your actual concern with it if you have one? Like, the LLM normalizer is doing the heavy lifting to convert a skill.md into the SSL schema. That step has to introduce some noise.
That's the thing I'd want to stress test. If the source document is underspecified, which a lot of real skill.md files are, the normalizer is going to hallucinate structure that isn't there, or flatten things that should be distinct scenes. And then you've got a graph that looks clean, but is wrong in ways that are hard to detect because it's typed JSON, so it passes any schema check.
I'd want to see ablations on normalizer quality specifically. What happens when you feed I?
Fair, though I'd argue even a slightly noisy structured representation is probably more useful than reparsing a wall of markdown every time, as long as you're not treating the graph as ground truth.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And the fact that they keep the original source document paired with the SSL graph, the best risk assessment results use both together, that's a good hedge.
You're not throwing away the original, you're adding a structured view on top.
All right, build next, because the repo is actually public. It's github.com/coolpku/SSL, and they've released the SSL guidelines, the annotated corpus, and the evaluation datasets. 6,000 plus skills, 403 task-grounded queries for discovery, 500 skills with six-dimensional risk labels.
That corpus alone is useful, even if you don't care about SSL specifically, as a benchmark for any skill retrieval system you're building. And for a solo weekend thing, grab a handful of your own tool docs or README files, write a prompt that targets the SSL schema, and run them through whatever LLM you're using. Then do a quick before and after on retrieval against your own little skill registry. You'll feel the difference pretty fast.
Cody, I feel like we basically just described the episode we recorded about agent memory like 6 months ago, except now there's a structured layer underneath. Maybe we're converging on something. Anyway, go look at the repo. It's worth an hour.